All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Maktu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in New Delhi today. Several agreements expected to be signed. RBI denies media reports of directing PNB to meet its commitments under letters of undertaking to other banks. Supreme Court rules that candidates as well as their spouses and dependents will have to declare their sources of income for contesting elections. India's second lunar mission, Chandrayaan 2, to be launched in April. US indicts 13 Russian nationals for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And in cricket, India beats South Africa by 8 wickets in the 6th ODI in Centurion, clinches 6-match series 5-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Iran, Dr. Hassan Rouhani, in New Delhi today. Mr. Rouhani, who's on a 3-day state visit to India, arrived in New Delhi last night after his 2-day stay in Hyderabad. Both sides will review the progress achieved in bilateral relations and also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest.
The Iranian president will be accorded ceremonial reception at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. He will also visit Rajghat to pay tributes to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi. Several agreements are also expected to be signed. Both leaders will also release a special postal stamp. Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rouhani will meet President Ramnath Kovind at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will also attend a business event and Indian Parsi community event. Anupam Mishra, AR News, Delhi.
Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, will arrive in India this evening on a 7-day state visit. The Ministry of External Affairs said his visit is aimed at further strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries in key areas of mutual interest, including trade and investment, energy, science and innovation, higher education, infrastructure development, skill development, and space. It said cooperation in security and counterterrorism, as well as exchange of views on global and regional issues of mutual interest, will also form important components of the visit. It added that strong people-to-people contacts and the presence of a large Indian diaspora in Canada provide a strong foundation for the relationship. The Reserve Bank of India has rejected media reports that it directed the Punjab National Bank, or PNB, to meet its commitments under the letter of undertaking to other banks. In a statement, the RBI said the fraud in PNB is a case of operational risk arising on account of delinquent behavior by one or more employees of the bank and failure of internal controls. The Apex Bank said it has already undertaken a supervisory assessment of control systems in the PNB and will take appropriate supervisory action. The media report said that the RBI directed Punjab National Bank to pay the entire 11,300 crore rupees owed to counterparty banks in the alleged fraud involving jeweler Nirav Modi, as not doing so could lead to turmoil in the financial markets. The Supreme Court has ordered that candidates contesting elections will have to declare their sources of income as well as that of their spouses and dependents. A bench of Justices J. Chelameshwar and S. Abdul Nazir yesterday issued the direction to make it mandatory for candidates to declare not only their assets but also the source of the asset so that it was in the public domain, whether the properties were amassed through legal means. An NGO in its plea had alleged that the election affidavits revealed a significant increase in the assets of 26 Lok Sabha members, 11 Rajya Sabha members and 257 MLAs. It contended that the Representation of the People Act 1951 mandated the declaration of assets by candidates contesting elections, but not the source of their income. The centre will set up 562 more Eklavya model residential schools in tribal areas of the country. Briefing the media in New Delhi on the budgetary provisions of his ministry, Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Odom said 271 such schools have already been sanctioned, out of which 190 are currently operational. Mr. Odom said the government is committed to providing quality education to tribal children, and it has been announced in the budget that by the year 2022, every block with at least 20,000 tribal persons will have an Eklavya school. He said such schools provide boarding and lodging facilities to tribal students and will be brought at par with the Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalayas through high-quality education. The Assam government, in association with the centre, would set up 21 model residential schools in the minority areas for the socio-economic and educational development of the minorities. Chief Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, chairing a meeting on minority development in Guwahati, directed Commissioner and Secretary Minorities Welfare Department to make the model schools a trendsetter. The model schools would be set up under multi-sectoral development programme for minority concentration blocks or towns. Polling for the 59-seat Tripura Assembly will take place tomorrow. The poll campaign ended yesterday. As many as 292 candidates are in the fray. The election to the Charilam constituency has been countermanded due to the death of CPIM candidate Ramendra Narayan Debabarma. A report.
In Kakraban Salgara constituency of the state, the BJP candidate is pitted against the CPIM candidate in a direct contest. In Majlispur constituency, CPIM, Congress and BJP candidates are locked in a triangular contest. 19 constituencies will witness four-cornered contest, while other constituencies face multi-cornered contest. The Election Commission has appointed 25 general observers, 8 police observers and 19 expenditure observers to oversee the Tripura election. Over 30,000 government servants are likely to be engaged to conduct the single-phase assembly elections. Adequate security arrangements have been made for the smooth conduct of the polls. Nearly 25 lakh electorates, including 12 lakh female voters, are eligible to cast their vote on Sunday. With G. Subramanian, Anuja Kumar, AIR News, Delhi.
For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter @AIRNewsAlerts. Minister of Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the country will send its second mission to the moon, Chandrayaan 2, in April this year. The mission will cost around 800 crore rupees, which includes cost of orbiter, lander and rover. Chandrayaan 2 is a challenging mission, as for the first time it will carry an orbiter, a lander and a rover to the moon. The six-wheeled rover will move around the landing site in a semi-autonomous mode as decided by the ground commands. The instruments on the rover will observe the lunar surface and send back data which will be useful for analysis of the lunar soil. Chandrayaan 2 is a totally indigenous mission. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has got 7 days' remand of 5 accused in Pakistan terrorist Naveed Jutt's escape case from the SMHS hospital, Srinagar. The Court of Chief Judicial Magistrate Srinagar had granted 2 days' transit remand to produce all 5 accused, residents of Pulwama, to the Special NIA Court, Jammu. The NIA is mandated to investigate the security lapses during Naveed's visit to the hospital or any connivance of the hospital staff in his escape. In this incident, the terrorists fired at the security personnel and 2 police personnel, Head Constable Mushtaq Ahmed and Constable Babar Ahmed, were martyred. The 6th Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, or CPA, of India region will begin in Patna today. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan will inaugurate the 2-day event. Our correspondent reports that over 100 delegates from across the country and abroad, including Australia, Britain, Uganda and Tonga, have arrived to participate in this conference. More from our correspondent.
The chairperson, CPA Executive Committee, Amelia Lifaka, and Secretary General Akbar Khan will attend the conference. Besides speakers of the state assemblies and chairperson of legislative councils and delegations from across the country have also come to take part in the conference. Talking to EAI, chairperson of CPA Bihar chapter and speaker of Bihar Assembly, Vijay Kumar Chaudhary, told that the conference will provide a platform to share best practices in the legislature of their respective state.
This is a very important and effective platform for what we call sharing the best practices. Whichever is happening and if that is good anywhere else, then we can copy it here also.
The conference will discuss subjects of Parliament's role in the development agenda and legislature and judiciary. The delegates would brainstorm over role of Parliament and legislatures in the development agenda, strengthening human rights and evolving innovative practices to meet challenges before the democracy. With Krishan Kumar Lal's report from Patna, Sanjeev Dasrotia, AIR News.
Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu will inaugurate the 8th edition of the Theatre Olympics at Lal Killa in the National Capital this evening. The Culture Ministry has said it's for the first time that India is hosting the event and more than 25,000 foreign artists will participate. The 51-day-long nationwide theatre extravaganza will be held in 17 cities, including Ahmedabad, Bhopal, Patna, Kolkata, Mumbai, Guwahati and Jammu. The theme of the festival is Flag of Friendship. The event will continue till the 8th of April. In the United States, 13 Russians and 3 Russian companies have been charged with interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election through social media propaganda. It was aimed at helping Republican Donald Trump and harming the prospects of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. The indictment brought by the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller yesterday represents the most direct allegation to date of illegal Russian meddling during the election. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has dismissed the indictments as absurd. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has asserted that he sees no reason for him to step down amidst claims by the rival alliance to form a government. He was addressing a media briefing in Colombo. His comments came as the unity government of the two main parties split in the wake of local body elections held last week. And in cricket, skipper Virat Kohli's century helped India beat South Africa by 8 wickets in the 6th one-day international in Centurion. Dominant India wrapped up the six-match series 5-1. This is the first ever bilateral series win by India in South Africa. Chasing a target of 205 runs, India made 206 for the loss of 2 wickets in 32.1 overs. Kohli scored his 35th century and remained not out on 129 runs off 96 balls, which included 2 sixes and 19 fours. Earlier put into bat, South Africa were all out for 204 in 46.5 overs. India's second-seeded Yuki Bhamri will meet number one seed Jordan Thompson of Australia in the final of the Chennai Open ATP Challenger Tennis Tournament in Chennai today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Julia Tarakal.
Thank you, Sanjay. The unfolding saga of the Punjab National Bank or PNB fraud case involving jeweler businessman Nirav Modi and some others dominates front page headlines. The Indian Express quotes the CBI as saying most of Nirav Modi's fraud LOUs issued or renewed in 2017-18. The business line takes note of the exposure of other banks to this scam as it writes, SBI has a $212 million exposure to PNB's LOU deals, says chairman. On the government's efforts to track Nirav Modi and get him back to India, the Times of India reports, Nirav holed up in luxury New York hotel, government moves to block funds and flight. All the papers take note of the Supreme Court judgment, which is expected to bring greater transparency to the election process. The Hindustan Times quotes the apex court as saying, poll candidate's skin must reveal income source. The Tribune reports the court as saying, Parliament Election Commission failed to address the problem. The Supreme Court's decision on the Kaveri water-sharing dispute between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu is also highlighted on the front pages. The Tribune writes, SC says river a national asset as it raises Karnataka's share in Kaveri waters, modifies tribunal award. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's visit to Hyderabad is taken note of in all the papers. The Times of India reports, Iran prez at Mecca Masjid ready to share oil with India. The Asian Age highlights his exhortation to Muslims as it reports him as saying, Muslims rise above sex. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interaction with students ahead of the class 10 and 12 board exams is prominently noticed in the press, with many of them publishing pictures of the interaction. And finally, inmates of Tihar Jail are using the Right to Information Act to get answers from the jail authorities, reports the Hindustan Times. Some of the questions, why did we not get lemons this season? Why are we not provided mosquito repellent? And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Juliet. That was a look at today's newspapers. And now, before we close the headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in New Delhi today. Several agreements expected to be signed. RBI denies media reports of directing PNB to meet its commitments under letters of undertaking to other banks. Supreme Court rules that candidates as well as their spouses and dependents will have to declare their sources of income for contesting elections. India's second lunar mission, Chandrayaan 2, to be launched in April. US indicts 13 Russian nationals for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And in cricket, India beats South Africa by 8 wickets in the 6th ODI in Centurion, clinches 6-match series 5-1. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.